Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me we have Art, who plays Chimera.
Evening, everybody.
Mike, who plays Salamander.
Hey, everybody.
And last but not least, Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hi.
Hey, everybody. So, question of the day is, who is your character's favorite cape out of New York City? It's as big as Riverside City or bigger, you know. Geographically, it's bigger. It needs more capes. So let's get into it. If they don't exist, they do have to talk about them. So who do we have? Natalie, you want to go first? Or last?
You said who is your favorite cape from
New York?
Okay. Natalie's favorite character is Pizza Man. And his powers involve cheese.
You realize Stromboli is already a cape.
Exactly.
Already a cape with cheese powers?
Cheese. Stromboli.
Stromboli is from Riverside City.
No, there's pizza.
Stromboli is from New York.
Yeah.
But he already exists, so no, you can't use him.
Right. I'm saying from me, Natalie.
It's Stromboli. He literally he has the power over cheese.
Right.
He owns
so what's your character's favorite?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I could think of is about pizza, Paul. I don't know, man. How about we think of a girl? It's gonna be a girl, and she is the cat burglar.
Catwoman.
Shut up. Skip me. Come back later.
Mike.
This is so stupid.
I've got two options.
Hit me.
The first one is more of a martial artist by the name of Recluse.
Okay.
High agility, maneuverability. His
power?
Main power is the ability to produce some kind of cable that he uses to grab things from... You said New York!
You can't have Spider-Man.
I didn't. This is Recluse.
The brown recluse is a spider.
I know. That's why I went with it. I got another one, but it's just as bad. Probably going to get the axe.
If you don't have a valid answer, you got to keep going until you do.
Yeah.
So, would you like to...
I have one.
All right.
Art? CP Warden.
CP Warden? I don't... Is it a pun I don't get?
No.
Like Charlie Papa, CP?
No. CP.
Space Warden?
Mm-hmm.
Hit me. Why is that?
Central Park.
Oh!
Everybody refers to him as CP.
Okay, and what's his power? Is it similar to yours?
Yeah, I was thinking...
plant control?
Plant and Earth.
And Earth control. I dig it. See, that's dope. I like it a lot. The CP Warden. See, guys? That's the kind of shit I was asking for. That was dope as shit.
I came up with one.
Hit me.
His name is Silver Shield.
Okay.
That's the only name I came up with.
What's his power?
I don't know.
Well, where in New York?
Oh, perfect. Okay. Silver Shield. Silver suit. The domino mask. His shield pops up, and it's like a silvery mist kind of thing.
Actually, I could give you a better...
And then, And his power, and he has that, and then he can super glide with the...
How about this? I can give you a hand with that one.
That's okay.
From a campaign we played together.
Shut up!
But no, make him a protector of the financial district.
Boom. Done.
Silver
Thanks, Art.
Shield.
The Silver Shield.
The Silver Shield. Doom. Done.
What's his power?
Be along tech powers.
Perfect.
You know, because that way he'll be in the financial districts protecting them from, you know, the people trying to crack the codes for the banks.
He literally protects the banking system?
Uh-huh.
That's so hilarious. I love it. Silver Shield, I like him. Mike, anyone that isn't a goddamn reference to something, to a property we can't reference.
I mean, we can. Everybody can have their own variant of it.
Yeah.
No. Not in this. I'm trying to avoid it.
I know.
Why can't it just be someone in any we case,
already know? He got me thinking about, what area do they protect? So I went, I was like, okay, what are the regions of New York? Because I've never actually been to New
York. Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan. Yep.
Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen.
The Butcher. He borderlines on hood, but...
Okay, what's his power set? What's he do?
Really, I don't think he has like much of minor, a combat like minor, power. Like,
oh, not a non-combat power?
Yeah, he's just a fighter.
I'm going to say super analysis.
Oh, what?
Either that or it's like it's not related to fighting, so it doesn't help. It's just he like...
He's a fighter, but he does
with
it...
with fucking cleaver.
But he does it by taking people apart, by knowing what... like, analyzing them, breaking them down. Okay.
The Butcher of Hell's Kitchen.
Okay, I dig it. So, last time the group made their way back to the school after their eventful Thanksgiving in Hawaii, and found out a week later that there was going to be, or 2 weeks later, that there was going to be a gala hosted at the school to try and get funding for their junior year. The team returns to the school to find out 2 weeks later that there's going to be a gala hosted on the 15th, and they have 6 days to prepare. They got some new clothes, and then they were told, we figured out who the guest list was. At the end of the episode, Bridget came in and said, "Hey, what are you going to do to stand out?" And that's where we left it out. That's where we left it. So let's roll into it. Guys, what are you going to do to stand out?
Well, have you figured it out? We're already fairly popular. We've got fame score.
Correct. Which we're not doing this year. That was a pain in the ass.
I want to go into the chemistry lab and see if I can brew up something using some of the exotic plants that have come through the various
portals.
Sure. Want to roll me an alchemy check? See what you can come up with? What's your goal? And then roll a check. Or is it, I don't know, I want to roll a check.
I don't know. I like I said, it's one of those... I was actually thinking something along the lines of enhancing some sort of vision.
Okay. Roll me an alchemy check. Yeah, it's possible. 100%.
Yeah, 11's not going to be good enough.
You do make something. Well, it does make your eyes green. It looks like it fades after an hour. Like
super carrots.
I'm talking like neon green. Like your whole eye is green.
Not orange. No. Just carrots.
No. Green. You'd have another one more shot at it if you want to try something else.
Yeah, I'm gonna
not vision related this time.
Not,
you use those ingredients up. What you thought would work?
Yeah. And then, well, let's see. I don't want to necessarily do hearing. How about something that helps them determine honesty? Not necessarily lie detection.
The truth serum? Or the opposite, like...
Well, no, they
can... intuition booster?
Yes.
I quite like that.
You can try it.
Rolled a 6 this time, so... 13.
Yeah, when you take it, the next lie you hear sounds 2 octaves higher.
Okay. Make enough to at least pass out a couple of them and... And then I want to see if I can get, at least a small piece of rune wood that I can then, make into little wooden pendants that can be used as a
Casting focus?
Casting focus or something like that.
Okay. Okay. You have enough for 7 little pendants.
Okay.
That was an arbitrary number of dice I picked up to do that.
And then how many doses of the...
12. However, you find out that drinking more than one in a day makes you violently ill.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking projectile vomit.
Projectile from both ways. It's the sick stick.
Yep. And of course, there's always my favorite one. You know, diarrhea is hereditary, right?
Mm-hmm. It runs in your genes.
I like that.
It's a good dad joke.
Oh, that's a good one.
And one of the medical people says that could one for lying could actually be useful because it's more effective than Ipecac for pumping your stomach.
Yeah.
It's instantaneous projectile vomiting. Like a magically propel. Like it pumps your stomach. It will pump your stomach for you. It has medical usage. It just so happened to have a downside that was useful.
Yeah.
So if anybody gets poisoned, we know what to do.
Yeah, I was gonna say keep that one in the back pocket.
Sal.
Yes.
What's your shtick? Basically, we're doing the prep work so that when we get to the gala and things start happening, it isn't going to be when we going. So what do you guys do? It'll be like, all right, you're gonna do the thing. Who are you targeting? And what are you going to roll? Like, that's kind of where I want to...
The...
You know what I mean?
One of the things I want to do is the tech, you know, get the shield generator, you know, have it being transported on my little hover board, whatever, so that that'll move it around. But, yeah. That's the one of the things I want to show off.
Maybe, okay.
Maybe decorate it a little bit so it's not as ugly. But...
Okay, Alonzo, roll me a tech check.
Alright. 16 plus 12, so 28.
So you figured out how to make it go on a mobile chassis and still affect you. However, you do find that because you're having to widen its radius...
I'm not having it affect me, I'm just having it do its usual, you know, thing... But, like, as a show of, hey, this is what it does, it's not...
So you're not trying to widen its radius.
Right.
I was going to say because it would just reduce the number of hit points it has by widening its radius.
I'm using the mobile chassis to show, you know, so I'm not just sitting there carrying a giant box the whole night. It's a, hey, and I'll bring it out with... Use the tank to deliver it.
Okay, that makes sense. Anything else you want to do?
The
answer can be no. It's okay.
Well, I did have one other thing. But I don't know.
And the mobile chassis is the hoverboard.
Hoverboard maybe combined a little bit with like having the tank pull it around. Because the hoverboard is not self-propelled.
No.
So I've got the Crusader to just pull it where it needs to go.
Okay.
But my other thing would be finding somebody to talk tactics with and show that I have a strong tactical mind. And
I would be roll me a tactics check to try and find a topic that would be useful. I guess we can do that in a moment though, because it would depend on who you pick.
Yep.
Okay. Alrighty, Natalie.
Yes.
What's Athena doing?
So, I think what I'm going to do is I'm planning on trying to show off at least two. I'm going to try for all three of the animals.
Okay.
And then number two is, also helping them, like, making them shine. with theirs. And then also showing off, like, being able to keep people invisible for long periods of time, keeping large groups of people invisible, pulling up a wall to keep people hidden away. That kind of display.
Illusory walls. Okay. And are you going for the mass invisibility, like touch multiple people, make them invisible, or the invisibility sphere, like pick a point, everyone within it's invisible? Because those are the two things you've used before.
Sphere.
And the sphere was significantly easier because it actually channels both halves of the power.
Do it on the punch bowl. Anybody goes for a drink, disappears.
And they keep, yeah, but the thing is that they wouldn't do it because then someone could be spiking the drink.
Yeah, but if you're in the area with the invisibility, you can see what's going on in there.
Yeah.
And they're going to have somebody stationed there anyways. Yeah. So.
Potentially. Anyway, that makes sense. Okay, so the day of the gala comes up, and it's, you guys look over at the arena and find it has been transformed into an enormous ballroom. The whole thing. I'm talking, this is a football field wide plus. It's huge. And there are, you know, couches set up and tables and... like a really well done, like charity gala with, and then the outside there are like couches where you can sit more comfortably if you wanted to like have a, or like, club chairs and stuff like that, like gathered on small tables, and there's like AR displays and stuff like that that are set up
for quieter conversation.
Correct. You see some of them even have privacy generators on the tables. Like, for really important talk. So you guys show up, and you're going to find that the guest list is illustrious. I think we went over it last episode, so I'm not going to go through everybody who they are, except for people they don't know they are. Ralph and Lauren Wallace, representing Athletico. They are Tychus's parents. You will find that out when he looks... absolutely terrified. George and Amy Lawrence are Sylph's parents. Suitably, Sylph also looks more mad than sad or scared. Sorry. Ralph and Lauren are Argo and Pyrrha. Cape wise. George and Amy Lawrence are Brute and Blur. Alliteration. Travis and Ming Ho are Bobby Ho's parents. They are ultra wealthy. I'm talking like top 10 in the world. Behind Alanopolis, the Gates is, you know, like it's an illustrious company.
Okay.
I want to say they're number 9. As a family, obviously. Zaya Corvin, he is Claw. He is the 6th richest man in the world. Archie and Annadale Alanopoulos, they are the richest people in the world. They're also Zeus and Chipmunk Chick, capes of some renown. Izuka, the teacher, and the co-head of the FSA is attending with his wife, though they are attending more as friends than as and to meet with friends and to make people want to spend money because the FSA is showing their support. But they have no money of their own to spend. Well, they do, but not nearly as much as they need to be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
You have El Combustion, a.k.a. Hector Lopez, out of Riverside City. He runs Reconstruction, the largest building refurb company in the world, because they have permission to use Baronite, because they made a deal with Archie's grandfather very early, and they are one of two companies in the world who can use it legally. Other people do use it, but they get fined and you know, they just pay the thing later. He's known as El Combustion, who is the 70-year-old, no, at this point, 90-year-old Cape, who looks in his late 30s, maybe, late 40s, early 40s, and with the personality of 10 people. That is not an exaggeration. That is just how that man is. If you remember season one, I do love me some El Combustion. Rebecca Small shows up. She is... Was it Small or Smalls?
Small. Oh, well. At least I have it down as Small in my note. My notes.
You are correct. According to my notes. Yes, I did check. Just for me. More than anything. Uh-huh. Rebecca Small, she is showing up as a formerly near penniless to being displaying a tremendous amount of wealth in just the last 3 or 4 months. Uh-huh. She's known for her humanitarian efforts as well as really driving home the Thunder Accords and trying to really bring Capes back to that level of accountability, because in Thunder's time, Capes were held to a very high standard, and it's even today's day and age, it's slipped. They get away with a lot more than they probably should, and she's trying to rein that in. She's not part of the Transparence, but the only thing she said that out negatively publicly about them is that she does not appreciate how they are outing people who are outing all Capes, not just the ones who've caused problems. So she's not 100%, you know. Don't look at her as all shades of white. There's gray there.
Yes, we know more than anybody else.
Correct. There's a man named Monty Blanc. He is out of New Florida. He represents an organization called Nautilus. He looks like you're in a very generic, mousy-looking guy. New Florida is a floating city that rotates around the Gulf all the way up, you know, from the Gulf all the way up around Florida to Georgia and back, depending on the season. They're attempting to become their own city-state of the United States and getting absolutely nowhere. And last but not least, we have Manuel Roxas, who owns Roxas Shipping out of the Philippines. He is number 10 richest man in the world. That is who is announced as you guys are there. There's a couple others names, like the Vanguard are announced, Izuka and his wife, Izuka and Flagstaff, Confluence,
yeah.
Confluence, formerly known as Flagstaff. And they do say that, formerly known as Flagstaff. The heads of the FSA, you see that, Kiloton is here, and there are a number of lawyers, patent lawyers and things like that are here. They were here, actually Shinsoku paid for them to be here, so that if someone wants to make a deal and they want to have someone look it over and do it immediately, it can be done on site. That's kind of announced, like, you know, we are here to, Shinsoku goes up on stage and says, thank you all for coming, you know, and lists off some more names that you guys they don't matter. And he says, I appreciate all of you coming. You're so generous for coming here to try and support our school. Some faces I know very well, and he points over to the Vanguard, and others I don't know, but I'd love to get to know. And he points over at Manuel Roxas, who's standing over by the Lawrences. And he says, we're here to celebrate a good cause and try and produce enough funding to allow our young Capes to really spread their wings next year. So, without further ado, I'm going to leave you to your gonna leave you to your own devices for until dinner, and after dinner we will have Spectral Attraction come out, perform, and answer questions. It's been lovely speaking to you. I will be over there. And he like teleports and he says, over here. So you guys are left to mingle. Everyone is dressed at the peak of fashion. With the exception of classic ball gowns and classic tuxedos or suits, they're always in style. So, like, Archie does not come in some... Archie Alanopoulos, the richest man in the world, does not come in a suit that you couldn't wear. He comes in a black suit with a blue undershirt. It's a charcoal suit with a blue undershirt and a beautiful tie. I mean, it's very, very classy. His wife is wearing something very similar, but it's a short dress. Hers is more high fashion, but not bleeding edge, just like this is a good cut for the year kind of thing. Is there anybody would like to specifically approach? Because essentially, each of the groups is kind of separated onto their own section, their own tables, and the other teams are going towards people, but I'm going to give you guys first pull. And I'm going to be noting which teams have visited them, because they each have their own strengths.
How funny would it be to have Bobby Ho's parents support us?
If you can pull it off, it'd be great. If you don't pull it off, you wasted your time. And this is a mechanical thing. I'm going to roll a number, and you're going to get to meet that many of these groups.
Yeah.
And that's it. There's a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 groups available. I'm going to roll 2d6. I'm going to roll 2d6 minus 2. That's how many groups you're going to get to visit.
So if you roll 1s.
He rolls 2. We meet nobody and we go home.
You'll meet one group. You're always going to get 1.
2d6 minus 2, minimum 1.
Okay. It's 1.
Nope. You're going to get...
Can I just say...
I have 2 that I would like to talk with, but one of which actually... I looked at my background and it actually fits and goes with the combat tactics. But
does anyone have a strong pull one way or another?
I mean, Paul loves...
That is the...
You know he is the least wealthy man in the room.
And then also I was thinking...
Yeah.
He's here more so because... richest man in the world.
Alano Tech.
Alano Corporation.
Yeah.
Group.
Alright, who did I know miss? Corvin would be a good one to speak to about the defense capabilities.
Mm-hmm. That is what his company's bread and butter is.
Yep. I know, it's kind of like I wrote him.
I didn't think that was going to work, but it did.
Suppose Zeus would be the one to talk to with tactics and...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is... Now, here's the thing, you can also split up.
Yeah, that's what I was...
Which will guarantee that you have a shot at... You'll get at least 3.
Right.
However, you won't have each other there to help each other. So you can't, like, use her illusions to teamwork your other stuff.
Right.
Just so that you're on the same page. You could go 2 and 1. You don't... Yeah. This is...
Is there anybody in particular you wanted to talk to?
No. I mean, for... For, like, story reasons, I would almost say, like, what'd you say, Lawrence's and the Wallace's would, for story purpose, make sense, but I
thought you would avoid if them they, like the plague.
I know, exactly.
See, and that's where, you know, be perfectly honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're the best one to go to the Wallaces and
Lawrences.
Lawrences.
Okay.
Because I think we burnt those bridges at the... Yeah, I'll try, but I don't know that's...
You are one smooth motherfucker.
Yeah, I am one smooth motherfucker, but I know I'm going to get lots of penalties for...
Yeah, out of any of us, you would be the one to, if you were to talk, if we needed to talk to them, we would go with you, because we definitely burned a bridge.
Just one. Then again, they might not like Athletico as much, and they might think you guys did an amazing thing of, you know, flipping them off.
You don't know.
We don't know. That is exactly. True.
They're there for Athletico. I don't think that they're going to say good.
I think Sal needs to speak with Corvin and Alano.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, how about this? Let's do this the scientific way. We all of us should go to Alano, yeah. Archie, and Annadale.
Guarantee that one.
Guarantee that one. I mean, I would say
they funded most of the school, so it's not they're already positively predispositioned to the school at least,
right?
If not to you guys specifically.
We should all probably go to Corbin.
Yeah. And then anything you can get after that's a bonus?
Yeah. And then after that, I say we divide up. I know I personally would like to go to Rebecca, but...
Yep.
And also, you know your girlfriend's going to be schmoozing too.
Oh yeah, I know.
I'm actually looking so I can tell you who they're going to, because she would clue you in so you did not... fight against each other.
Well, we're all going to be fighting for at least...
For all Anopolis.
You really want to piss off Bobby, you go to his parents.
Oh, I'm planning on going. I was thinking about going to his parents.
If we got the time.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I did. I have names for them, actually. For Tychus and Sylph, they're already written out, and I'm actually keeping that because those are better names.
So who am I missing? So what were the... So it's the Wallaces and the Lawrences and the Hoes.
Mm-hmm.
Rasa Small.
The Wallaces are now the Rogers.
Oh, the Wallace.
And the Lawrences are now the DeMayos. DeMayo. Sorry, I had their names written down. I knew I had these somewhere. And okay. I was like, I just had to find them.
So what was the list of the people who... The big groups?
You want me to hit you one more time?
Yes, please.
Okay. And why they're important, or just in general?
Just in general.
You've got the two groups that are... Two groups representing Athletico.
Yep.
Those are the DeMayos and the Rogers.
Rogers, yeah.
The Hoes are representing the Ho family, which is ninth. He is the ninth richest man in the world. Corvin is the sixth richest man in the world. He also operates Claw Industries.
Yep.
Primarily a defense contractor, and defending like building armor and stuff like that, heavy machinery, that kind of shit. Archie and Anna Dale. Elenopolis, the richest shit, and their capes.
Yep.
And their family have always been capes. Well, his halves. Hector Lopez, El Combustion, poorest man in the room, but he does draw a crowd. There may be a benefit if you go to him and then you go somewhere else. There is a mechanical benefit to seeing him. I'll spoil that. Then we have Rebecca Small. She is, you know who she is. And then we have, and she's pushing the Thunder Accords, Monty Blanc, representing Nautilus. No one knows anything about him.
That's the one I knew I was missing.
And then you have Manuel Roxas, representing Roxas Shipping, out of the Philippines. 10th richest man in the world.
Might be able to show off the hover taxi if he's interested, but...
Yeah.
In any case, that'd be like a, if we got time.
All right, so one, so this would be the three of us would be Archie and Anna Dale.
Yep.
Natalie?
Yes?
You have a strong opinion in one way or another?
I mean, I do agree that we should do the heavy hitters all together. And then... I don't know who I would do best with.
I was like, why can I only find four teams? Forgetting you guys are fucking alpha team and I should only find four. I was like, I know I'm missing one. Because I have this. This is Zeta team. They're not there. They did not... they will be operating out of the school building you guys tech. Mm-hmm. Building all the team's tech.
Yeah.
That's why they're not going.
Okay.
What is your first meeting?
So, who do we want to do first? Do we want to just try to push in front with Archie?
Yeah.
And get that one over with first?
Yeah.
Because we're probably... Do
we want to be first, or should we be last for seeing him? That way
you don't know how many you get.
Yeah. So,
shit, yeah, you're right.
So my suggestion is let's do Archie and Anna Dale and then Corbin.
Okay.
As the first two.
With a V. Corbin.
Sorry.
It's all good.
I heard it each time and I was like, I'm not going to say anything. I thought you'd get it.
So those two as the three of us, because those are the two
heavy
hitters. The big, heavy financial...
Well, I mean, it's them and then Roxas. Roxas is big dick in it money-wise. 10th richest man in the world and growing.
Right, yeah. And like I said, it's... But those two as the group of three, and then I think we divide up. Because I think you going to
Roxas
and Monty. Because if he's trying to become his own independent state, you'd have more defensive and things like that that they may need.
Tactics and defense. Logic.
Okay.
Still think Alcombustion. You know, there's other things for that.
Yeah, it's...
Because I've got the Is It Engineer background, which, you know, I understand... construction. So, that's the, you know, going to him with that and being like, hey, I know you work with this company...
All right.
Deconstruction.
All right.
That's his job, right?
So
that is his job.
Let's do so. All three. Oh my God! My brain just drew a blank.
Trust me, I live there. It's the worst. The
character is Sam.
Sal,
that's it. I kept coming up with Sam, and I'm going, that's not right.
I picked the name Sal because it fits for both his actual name and his cape name, so you can say it and it goes either way.
Yeah.
Who would you like to talk to?
I have no preference. I don't know if you going to Lawrence and Wallace would be a good idea, because you said your cape was a bit more... while mine was
I accused them of being Nazis.
Correct.
You want to go with him to talk to the whole family.
Bobby, he's just like, don't talk to him! You hurt my feelings.
Yeah, but then again, they may be, you know...
Like, Bobby, you're so dramatic.
I mean, this would be actually a good time for you to try to boost. Make amends
to Atletico. Sure.
I know, yeah, swallow that bitter pill.
Okay. We do all know that they're basically Nazis, right?
You get a text, Chris. Tori tells you that Beta Team is headed to Monty first, then to Archie, Manuel Roxas.
Okay.
As the third third round.
So they're top three. Okay.
It seems like everyone's picking a top three. Then they're kind of seeing where the wind blows.
Yeah.
As it were.
You know, depending on how many, because I really think if we can fit you up there, that would be so this would be secondary.
Trying to figure out what MIR was, and I'm like, her name's Athena.
1, 2, 3.
Mirage.
Yeah, I know. I got it after a second, but I was sitting there like, you got Sal, you got Chris, you got Sal, Chris, Mary.
I never remember her as Athena. It's always been Mirage.
Yeah.
And I almost always think of her as Athena, not Mirage. Okay, I have where everyone's going to be so for the first three rounds written down. So if you guys contest, you'll need to roll off to see if you get your pick.
Okay. So who do we want to do? Because do we want to do three as a group? So who do we want? Who do we want the third?
It doesn't look like anyone else is splitting up from what you can tell. From what Tori tells you, no, she has not heard any rumors about anyone splitting up. However, she's not. It's not a bad idea, but we're not quite as.
We're fluid. Yes.
They don't have the fact they won the class. I mean, not Charlie Team. Is it Beta Team won the clash?
They tied.
Yeah, they won the clash alongside you guys. Like they tied, and they're not splitting up. But
then again, you know, the I have an advantage because I'm Mr. Schmooze.
Well, so's Red.
True.
She's primary beauty. So anyway. I actually have the meetings and the first three of each determined. Now I'm not saying there won't be more, but I know this. There's at least three.
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay.
We have our first two at least.
We have definitely our first two. Our third one, I'm almost thinking we should just team up on Roxas.
Yep.
Okay.
Because. If we're...
You were told that the third trip Beta Team did was Roxas. She told you that.
Yeah.
So you guys could be directly competing.
I would say if we can... So we're not competing?
So do them second. And do Corbin third.
I was going to say if we do it the other way, same first two, but then the third one we go to El Combustion for whatever his benefit is.
There is a mechanical benefit to visiting El Combustion. It's almost like maybe it boosts your next roll, the effect of the next roll.
But who knows how many
right
chances we have.
Yeah.
See, I'm almost thinking... All right, so let's see. Put the math head on and go. Average is 7. Minus 2 is 5.
Yeah,
So I'm saying we could probably do four as a group. So what we could do is do Alcombustion as all of us, and then split up from there.
As number four.
As number four. Five.
Combustion is four, or
yeah, Alcombustion is our fourth and visit. Then
split up.
And then split up.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's happens to be any type of boost, then that would be
helpful
for whatever one we're going
to. Seems legit to me.
I like it.
Perfect.
All right. Let's do it.
All right.
So, I can tell you, I'll tell you where the other teams went, because I don't know if you care or not.
No.
Echo team goes to Ming Ho first. Oh, you want to write down, Echo team goes to Ming Ho first. Charlie team goes to, Zaya Corbin first. You guys go to, the Alanopolis, pair first. Charlie team goes to, oh, hold on, what the fuck? They're supposed to,
hang on. A second. Hold on. So, Bravo, Echo, Charlie.
No one goes to see Rebecca first. Bravo goes to Monty first.
Yeah, Monty first. Archie and
No, I was telling you. Oh. This is for the first round.
Gotcha. Okay, so Echo is seeing Ho.
Ho.
Charlie is.
Charlie is going to Zaya. Corvin. You guys are going to Alanopolis, obviously.
Yep.
And Delta is going to Roxas. You forgot about Delta?
Yeah, I forgot about Delta.
They're going to Roxas. The rich shipping magnate. Yep. Okay. So you go to, you find Archie and Anna just kind of lounging, enjoying being out without the kids. And then you hear them kind of chatting about it. Mm-hmm. Love their kids, but they're a lot. It was a pair of twins. And they stop and Archie kind of smiles at you guys and says, congratulations on your win.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
A shared win's still a win. Especially when it's shared among friends.
Yes. Absolutely.
So, what do you have for us? And Anna kind of slaps his arm. He says, come on, let them give their spiel. He's like, I'm sorry. What? You're right. He says,
oh.
He kind of looks at you guys expectantly.
I'm gonna always do, you know, I'm gonna pull out, you know, and make a flower appear for her.
Okay. And she smiles and do you make it? Is it a particular kind of flower or is it just a generic?
Well, what color is her dress?
Probably like a rose.
Yeah.
Like a rosy pink.
So I'd probably do a white.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do a rose because that has wrong connotations.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah.
But no, you give her a white flower. She actually tucks it into her hair and she smiles. Mm-hmm. You hear some small chittering and then she slaps something on her ear back.
You see a little tiny paw reach out.
Yes, exactly.
Can I hear him?
Oh, you hear him say, hey, I don't eat that flower.
And we pass the floor to the animal expert.
And then, of course, I'll offer them
Roomwood tag? Amulet?
Well, no, I'm doing the
potion?
No. The...
You had Roomwood tags and potions. Oh, Werther's. Yes.
Candy.
Your endless bag of Werther's.
Yes.
He says, I love these. My pop said, and Anna says, me too. And there says, so what can I do for you?
I have my endless treat bag.
Oh, and you're
going to I give a treat to her chipmunk.
It's in like a thing on her back. Like it's a hat. If you walk around behind her, it's about a foot long, and there's two chipmunks just kind of like playing in there.
Yeah,
they're her deployable chipmunks. If she needs this, she needs to get into a fight.
Oh Jesus Christ!
And you didn't bring Murphy.
And I bring...
He would try to eat them.
Yeah.
I have... I put endless treats for the chipmunks.
And she goes, oh, thank you. They're a little feisty. I didn't get them a snack. And she...
Endless
treats. She shitters at you in chipmunk. But she speaks chipmunk.
Of course.
And she says... They haven't bought anything in weeks, and I had to bring them with, or they were going to tear the house apart.
That's very fair. I understand
and
that.
So she opens up the hatch and drops in, like, a fistful of treats, and she says, maybe that'll calm them down.
Endless treat bag.
I tried to get Archie to make one. Never mind. We'll talk later. She shoots you. You get an AR card some phone number for her. It might not be her actual cell, but you have some contact information for Anna.
Perfect.
You can write it down. Okay. So, convince me. Tell me why you guys are great at defending cities and shit. We've seen you do it, but, you know. He's very informal.
So, you're...
Sounds like the combat tactics.
Yep.
The tactics.
Are you going to tag team this role? Because you're going to get to do one thing. Yes. So how are you helping each other? Is she producing illusions? You're giving a bardic inspiration die, and you're hype manning.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Roll with advantage, and then Natalie roll, and you get a number to add. Roll.
17 plus 9.
26 divided by 4 is 6.
I get plus.
You're
going
to add 6 to this roll.
And then his bardic inspiration.
And roll with advantage. You're going to do very well with this.
All right. So, the higher of the dice is a 10. The Bardic Inspiration is a 6, so that puts us at 16, plus 6, 24. 22, sorry. Plus 12, 34. Combat tactics. That's my shit.
You guys start rattling on me. Essentially, he starts challenging you on, like, old fights of his, and old fights of weirdly enough, not the Vanguard, but the Paragons from 30 years ago.
Hmm.
And you manage to hit all his questions, and he kind of beams, and he says,
"You will do fine.
I think you're going to do just fine." And he kind of gives you guys a very glowing review. He talks to you for just a couple more minutes, and then almost like their music will change when you're supposed to move on. It'll change to a different set of songs.
Yeah.
That has a different vibe. And he says, "That's your cue to get moving. Good luck."
And then I chitter to Anna. It was nice to meet you.
You guys are going where now? This is Roxas?
Roxas, yep.
Okay, so you guys have not met Roxas before. No one really has. It's a Filipino man, a man from the Philippines, a Filipino man, short, black hair, kind of chunkier, dressed in an impeccably cut suit, even to his build. It really emphasizes, like, everything right, but, man, you walk up and you smell new money. Like, it's palpable. And he says, "Hello! I cannot do a Filipino accent,
no,
so I'm not going to try."
No,
he says, "Hello, my name is Manuel Roxas. How can I help you today?" His English is very perfect, like exacting. Like he read it rather than being taught it.
All right, which one of us wants to roll this one?
Are we
still doing the...
If you're all working together, you're gonna always going to get her bonus as a writer. So it's you two deciding who's going to roll. And then if you're going to give advantage or not, if Bardic Inspiration die, it depends on what you're trying to do. Like, if it's a tech thing, then you would do tech. And
right.
Then he gives you Bardic Inspiration die and
well,
you kind of...
I guess
would talk to him. Like, what
I
are you
guess
trying
the
to...
question is he more the contract person, or is he more the actual physical person who's in charge of shipping?
His family owns the boats and the contracts.
Okay.
He runs both halves, which is why he's so damn rich. You also will... I assume you did a bit of a research knowing he was coming. His family were poor fishermen until one generation ago, and his dad founded this company and took over the industry, like, because they're known for Leviathan control. That's okay. Their power. Very specifically, Leviathan control. So each of their boats is guarded by a family member with a goddamn Leviathan. Which is kind of a neat power that I just thought of, and it's definitely why it works for him.
Well, so really I think
don't need defense.
I'm thinking more the potions for the be able to detect a lie.
There you go.
Yes.
Okay. That seems totally valid to me. That would be an alchemy check.
Yes.
You're rolling. You're giving advantage just because you're working together. You're talking about, you know, defending a boat. Blah 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 blah. Boom, boom, hit it. And you can add an extra one for offering him one of a dose to test it. Sorry, I rolled. Actually, Mike, you rolled a d6 because you're not rolling anything this time. One. It was meant to be.
Three.
Well, 13, so 20. No guidance or with guidance?
With.
So.
You can use guidance, but you can only use it
once per encounter.
Once per encounter. So you could use it. Yeah, you could use it on each one. I think, no. You're going to get to pick when you use it.
Okay. So
call your shot.
Okay.
I think 20 is pretty decent.
Yeah.
It's not great, but.
20?
No. 21.
What did you roll for your illusion?
Oh, she didn't.
Would you like to use an inspiration to re-roll that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have one?
Yes.
Mark it off.
13 plus 9.
It's 22. 22 divided by 4 is 5. That's 25?
26.
26, got it.
Because of the 1 for...
He says,
reason I made that noise was because there was a 1.
Yeah.
he says, I will be very interested. You have... Oh, damn it.
Oh, don't! No!
I would be very interested if you had any more of those on you.
I have a few, yes.
Are there any side effects?
Yes.
And you explain, he says, I take one. And I save it for when I need it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And he bows.
Okay.
All right, 3. For round 2, Charlie team went to the Rogers. Echo team went to the DeMeos.
Oh, okay. The Rogers. Beta was at the Rogers.
Charlie
at the Rogers.
Echo was at the DeMeos.
Okay.
Bravo was at the Elenopolis. You knew that. And the Delta was at Hector Lopez.
Hector Lopez. El Combustion.
Yeah. And then you guys went there. Yes. That's everybody. Okay. And everybody hears El Combustion. And they turn and look at him. And then they get a small smile. Almost everybody. Everybody except the two from Atletico. The two teams. And they get like a small, like, aw, smile. Some kind of benefit there. Okay, next. Charlie, what is your third? What is your third choice? 10 minutes left to go.
Claw. Corvin.
Okay. You show up and he says, let's get down to brass tacks. What do you have that makes Claw Tech give a shit about you?
All right.
That's you. I'm also going to the Runewood.
He looks at it. I'll figure something out to do with it. Thank you. he hands you a silver credit.
Oh.
Okay.
Just kind of like, I don't want to owe anybody anything.
Okay.
Spotlight's on you, bud.
Yeah.
19 plus 9.
28.
7?
7.
7.
All right. I'm going to be using tech, the showing off the cool new thing I've been working on. Obviously, explain it's a prototype.
He says, I think that might have started out life as Clawtech.
I've acquired it from someone, and we are in the process of reverse engineering it. And
you trying to miniaturize?
Yes.
Good luck. Genuinely. Okay.
Rolling with advantage, and then plus 7, right?
Yep.
All right. And a
d8. And a
d8. Here, let me roll a d8.
Yeah.
Wow. Just roll a d10. Roll. Oh, there's a d8.
6.
All right, with the 6 plus everything else, that totals to 34 again.
I like it. Alrighty, so that makes it through round 3. And I believe... Okay, I got just a couple minutes more. Should be fine there. Okay, perfect. So, you guys are talking to Claw, and he's explaining how, you know, we tried this and that, and you explain, well, I tried this. He says, I hadn't thought of doing that, ironically. He's like, note to self, do that. And he gets a little more animated than you've seen. But people keep looking over El Combustion. It's and specifically at Delta Team, who's now talking to Elenopolis, and he is just cracking up. Like something happened. It's almost like he rubs off good on you. You know what I mean? It's like that static cling of good humor. And he brings up and he says, do your powers lend your way this, or is this more of a thing you do because you were doing it before you got powers?
My powers don't lean towards technology. It is just something I enjoy.
Okay. He says, I have friends like that. I figured I'd ask.
I mean, you've seen my powers in action.
I didn't know if your exosuit was tech based or not.
It is not.
Well, it's very interesting, and I appreciate all your time. They call for dinner, and they're like, "Our dinner is going to begin in 5 minutes. Please take your seats." And as you guys sit down to dinner, we'll roll into the rest of this next time.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.